Welcome back, everyone, to The Xamarin Show. I'm your host, James Montemagno, and today we're going to take a look at how we can actually manage and create brand new Android emulators with the latest updates to our Android Emulator Manager. So let's hop over to Visual Studio 2017 and take a look. So here I am inside of Visual Studio, and when you want to deploy an Android application, you're going to need a physical device or an emulator. So when you install Visual Studio, you'll get a few default Android emulators, but you can create your own. So under Tools, Android, you'll see the Android Device Manager, SDK Manager, and a few other options. Let me first pull up the Android SDK Manager. This will show us all of the Android SDKs that are available for you to install, including Android emulator images. Additionally, under Tools, we'll see the Android emulator version here. So I've installed the latest version, and you can always come in here as it's getting updated regularly. Now, I don't have any updates available, or else you'd see a little button on the bottom left that would say Install Updates, and it would handle everything for you. So since we have everything installed, let's go ahead and take a look at the emulators that we have. Back under Tools, Android, we'll go into the Android Device Manager. This will bring up our Device Manager, which will show us all of the current Android emulators that are on our machine. Here, we have an accelerated Oreo and another one that I've just created, one with Google Play. So we can see what's interesting here is that we get a little bit of information about the OS, the processor, and how much RAM we have. I can click on one and tap on Edit, and this will bring up the settings, including the name for this Android emulator and all the settings. Additionally, it'll show us if we want to have the Google APIs or the Google Play Store installed on the device. And these are all different versions or different images that are available for the Android emulator. So instead of just running one, let's create a brand new one and see what the experience here would look like. Now on the left-hand side, we'll see a name. So let's say My KitKat Device will be the name that'll show up in Visual Studio. I can select the type of device that I want, so whether it's Android Wear, Android TV, Pixel Series, we'll just go with the Nexus 5 for now, kind of the default flavor, if you will, for resolution. And here we can notice that the LCD height and width is 1080p and the density is 420. We'll go with x86, that's the default, which will give us the hyper fast emulators. I can also choose 64-bit or ARM versions, but you mostly want to stick to x86, as that will give you the fastest. Here I can select the operating system that I want. Now notice that this shows me all different OS versions, even if I don't have that image readily available. So here I'm going to select on KitKat. And notice that it says a new device image will be downloaded. It has identified that, hey, this is an image for Android KitKat API 19 that's available, but I don't have it on my machine, so it'll download it on demand. Here, under all of these properties, these are sort of physical properties of that emulator. So if I want the keyboard, the LCD, I can click on any of them and get information. You most usually just keep things as the default. You may want to adjust your RAM size, for instance, or you can come and add additional properties. There's a lot of configuration inside of here. So we're just going to create this default, hit Create, and then it will prompt me to say, hey, this Intel x86 image does not exist. Here's the terms and conditions. We'll hit Accept, and now we'll go and download this image on demand for me. We see the new My KitKat device targeting KitKat 4.4 API 19, a gig of RAM, and 1080p as the resolution. So it will download that image, create the image and the emulator on my local machine, and then it will be ready to use. Notice that I can tap on any of the other ones or just hover over and start them here. The creation process and downloading process can take a few seconds, up to a minute or more based on your internet speed. Here inside of Channel 9 have pretty good internet. So we'll give this a few seconds to finish creating. So now our device is created, and all we have to do is hit Start. This will launch the Android emulator on our machine. Now, what's great here is while it's booting for the very first time, it'll initialize, and it only has to do that once. The newer Android emulators save and load state based on your last action. So here I can hit OK. I can go ahead and play around with it, and I have my full Android emulator. This will show up inside of Visual Studio, or I could launch it again from our Android Emulator Manager. Now, what's great about these is when I click on this More, I get all sorts of options to interact with the Android emulator, such as battery level, phone, direction pad, microphone, and even virtual sensors. So I can rotate the device in real time. So if I'm interacting with accelerometer or compass, I can see that. Additionally, under snapshots, I can take snapshots of my device, I can do screen recordings, and I can modify my settings here. Now, what I do love is that when I save this or close it down, it'll save the state, and when I boot it up again from Visual Studio or from the device manager, boom, it's good to go. Now, I do want to point out that I'm actually running Docker on this machine. So I'm running Hyper-V, I'm running the Google Android emulator and Docker at the same time. And this is because I've enabled hardware acceleration. So here inside of our docs at docs.microsoft.com, and I'll put a link in the show notes below, I can see how I can actually enable brand new Hyper-V support for our Android emulators. So that means regardless if you're on an Intel or on an AMD machine, you can use Hyper-V as the default virtualization platform on Windows to enable it. If you're on a Mac, don't worry. The Intel Haxum virtualization software will give you super fast performance there too, and it's on by default. So there you have it, managing, setting up, and creating your Android emulator images inside of Visual Studio in just a few button clicks and seeing how to use them with Hyper-V, which is super awesome. So you can do your Docker development and Xamarin development side by side. So that's it for this week's episode. Make sure you subscribe, click over there, ding over there, you know what to do. Get those notifications in your inbox. So until next time, I'm James Montemagno. This is The Xamarin Show, and thanks for watching.